I'm Sarah Littman. Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be learning Sefer Mishle, Proverbs chapter 26. The overall theme of this chapter is the atzel, the lazy person, learning to identify laziness and learning to cure it. The word atzel appears 4 times in this chapter. That's 9 times more frequently than in the rest of the book, and a staggering 414 times more frequently than it appears in Tanakh as a whole. But let me tell you something. That doesn't paint the full scope of the contrast, because if I want to know about the word atzel and I look in the Torah, it doesn't appear anywhere. And there is only one instance of the word atzel in Navi, in all the books of the prophets. That instance is in the book of Shoftim, Judges, chapter 18. It was in those times that the tribe of Dan was seeking its inheritance, its land, to live in, because it had not yet received it until that time amongst the other tribes of Israel who were getting their land properties. Vayomru, and they said, Kuma v'na'ale alehem, let us get up and rise against them. Ve'atem, and you, machshim, lazy ones, al se'atzlu laleches, don't be lazy to go, lavo lareshes es ha'aretz, to go and inherit, take ownership of the land. If you just sit here, you'll never have a home. You'll never have a territory for your tribe. God has promised it to you. It's ripe for the getting. It's wide open and unarmed. All you need to do is move in. Ki nisana Elokim b'yedchem. God has put it right into your hands. What might be holding back the people of the tribe of Dan? It's not the challenge. It's not the people living there. It's not the difficulty of conquering the land. It would only be their own laziness. In this primary instance of the term atzel, lazy, we see the exact pattern as it is described here in chapter 26 of Mishle. The lazy person has everything right there within reach, but doesn't feel the inspiration or motivation to put his hand out and take it. What a tragic lost opportunity. How can we avoid the trap of laziness? How can we overcome the handicap? Well, the first step, of course, is recognizing the problem. Let's take a look at verses 13 through 16. Amar atzel, shachal badarech, ari bein harechovos. A lazy person says, there's a lion out there on the path. Hadeles tisov al tzira, v'atzel al mitaso. A door turns on its hinges. A lazy person turns on his bed. Taman atzel yado batzalachas. A lazy person digs his hand into his dish. Nil ala hashiva el piv, and then is too weak to bring it to his mouth. Chacham atzel be'enav. A lazy person is wise in his own eyes. Mishiva mishivetam. Then 7 sensible answers. What is this about? I understand that a lazy person turns over in bed. It's scary to think of someone so lazy that they put their hand into the food dish and can't even bring it to the mouth. But what's with the lion cub in the path? I think I'm missing something here about what atzlus, laziness, really looks like on the inside. To get some greater insight into what Shlomo HaMelech is teaching us about the atzel, the lazy person, I turn to Devarim Rabbah, the Midrash. Rabbanan Amrei, our sages have taught, Shiva Dvarim Amar Shlomo El Ha'atzel. 7 things did King Solomon say to the lazy person. Umasha Amar Moshe Haya Gadol Mikulam. But when you get right down to it, the main lesson is the one taught by Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, in the Torah. Ketzad Amru La'atzel. So what is it that Shlomo HaMelech said to the lazy person? What is going on in this chapter? Shlomo HaMelech is helping us diagnose the difference between atzlus, laziness, and weakness. What does the atzel, the lazy person, look like? Someone says to you, Rab Chobair, Leich Ulamad Torah Mimenu. Your rabbis in the city, go learn Torah from them. You can ask them your questions. You can get advice and insight. How do you respond? The atzel, the lazy person, Meshiv Osan, answers, Misyariani min ha'arisha baderech. I'm afraid there might be a lion out in the street. In other words, the motivation to go and put your hand out and get the richness that is at hand is not strong. and even a very remote hypothetical risk outweighs the motivation of the Atzel. What if there's a lion in the street? Really? Has there been like a time in history where lions in the street were a frequent enough occurrence to keep people at home? Not that I've heard of yet. Could it never happen? No, I suppose it's a possibility. The problem is the Atzel cannot pull together the motivation even for what he desires and wants most. Nobody's forcing him to sit in a class he hates. This is his teacher who's coming to town, and he still can't move himself. And he starts seeking in his mind excuses for being afraid to go out. They say to him, "Your teacher is visiting and staying in your home." And the lazy person answers, "V'im holech ani umotzeyes hadeles na'ul, ani mechazer uva." But what if I get to his room and the door is locked? Amrulo, they say to the lazy person, "Pasuahu, the door's open." The door turns on its hinges and the lazy person turns in his bed. One thing that becomes clear here is the lazy person wasn't afraid of the lion. His anxiety about the possibility of something dangerous out in the street. Maybe there's a lion. Maybe he'll be hit by a bus. Maybe somebody will throw a tin can off an airplane. It'll hit him in the head. That wasn't what was scaring him. What was scaring him was, maybe I'll go and try and I'll fail. Can't we all learn from this about the kinds of anxieties, the images that our brain throws up for us, our minds tell us to be afraid of all kinds of stuff that's not really likely to happen. And it's not because we're really afraid of those things. It's because we're afraid of failure. We're afraid we'll go and we'll be rejected. The door will be closed and we'll have to turn and come back. We're afraid we don't know how we'll handle the failure. Lasof shelo haya yodea ma lahashiv omer lahen. In the end, the lazy person doesn't even know how to answer. The door's there. The door's open. It's not locked. So he says, "Mevakesh ani lishon od me'at. I just want to sleep a little more." He gets up from his sleep and they give him food. He can't even put it in his mouth. The Torah is in your town and you can't go feed your hungry soul. The Torah is in your home. You can't pick it up and get it. I put the food on your plate. Your hand drops into the food. Forget the fork, forget the knife. And you can't put the food in your hungry mouth to care for yourself. The Atzel, the lazy person, is not afraid of the lion in the street. His arm isn't too weak to pick up the food and put it in his mouth. The lazy person's motivation is being muted and dampened and silenced by the fear of failure and the fear of what that means to his identity as a person who is a failure. And therefore, the message of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, Devarim chapter 30, is most critical of all. Ki karov elecha hadavar me'od. This ability to grow and learn Torah is very, very near to you. Beficha, in your mouth, uvilvavcha, in your heart, la'asoso, to do it. You don't need a superpower to get it. You don't need super wealth to buy it. You are guaranteed to succeed if you try and reach for Torah. What you need is the desire to reach out for it. I want to remind you of what we learned in chapter 10 about the righteous person, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vakam, who falls 7 times and keeps getting up. Failing does not give us the identity of being failures. Failing gives us the opportunity to be successes. Ad Mosai Atzel Tishkav, how long, lazy person, will you keep lying there? Mosai Takum Mishnasecha, when will you get up from your slumber? Me'at Sheinos, Me'at Tnumos, Me'at Chibuk Yadayim Lishkav. A little bit of sleep, a little bit more slumber, a little bit more resting in bed. But the longer you spend just sitting there, the more opportunity lost. Like the tribe of Dan, you've got to reach out and take your land, take what's coming to you. Otherwise, all will be lost. All you could have been, all you could have become, So you fell seven times. That doesn't define who you are. That defines where you've been. Learn from it. Gain experience like any world traveler. Say, now I've been to a new problem. Now I've been to a new failure. Now I know something more. I'm a person of experience. Shevayi pol tzadik vakam. I'll get up, I'll rise again, and in doing so, I'll be even stronger. It's important for us to realize, as educators of ourselves and others, when a person is sick or weak, we need to spoon feed them until they build up strength, and then let them do more for themselves so that they can continue to build on strength. Certainly, if we're parents of children, our goal is to allow them to do more and more for themselves as they grow safely so that they will be able to care for themselves entirely as adults. But if the weakness is not because of sickness, then if we lower the bar, if we spoon feed, it doesn't actually help. It exacerbates the problem. Just ask any teacher who's tried to compete with Netflix or laptops in the classroom by providing songs or special activities. It doesn't create education. It doesn't solve the problem. Just ask yourself, has food in a smoothie and one-click purchasing and two-hour delivery, sharing Netflix passwords, has that helped you strengthen your body and soul? If I'm lazy caring for my physical needs, I'm the person who drops their hand straight into the plate and has trouble picking it up to feed myself. Maybe I'm eating everything as a smoothie. If I'm lazy in caring for my spiritual health, then even two clicks to make a purchase is too much. 2 days to get a delivery is too long to wait. Going into the next room to learn something is too far. And the entire buffet of goodness and glory and knowledge and illumination that God has spread out right in front of me in this world, close to my mind and my heart, will be lost to me because I couldn't even pick up my hand. So how can we help cure this quality of atzlus, of laziness, when we find it within us? Well, Shlomo HaMelech famously proposes a way back in chapter 6 of Mishlei, where he says, Lech el nemala atzel, go observe the ant, lazy person, re'e diracheha, observe her ways, v'chachom, and become wise. Asher ein la kotzin shoter u'moshel, the ant has no officer, no policeman, no ruler standing over her. And yet, tachin b'kayitz lachma, in summer, she prepares her food, agrava katsir ma'achala, and at harvest, she gathers together all of her provisions. The Talmud gives many examples of the ant's industriousness. Ants collect much more than they themselves need to eat. An individual ant might collect enough for hundreds of ants to eat for several years. Ants are wise about where they store their gain. Good role models for active, energetic, taking care of yourself. But let's be honest, the ant isn't pushing itself. God naturally created it with an instinct for energy and industriousness. Perhaps God has not created me with an instinct for energy and industriousness. How in the world is it going to help me to look at an ant and see it automatically performing this lifestyle when I'm struggling to find the motivation to move forward and take care of myself? What good does it do me if I am the weary atzel? In our study of chapter 13 of Mishlei, we learned that God shaped a human dust of the ground and breathed into it the breath of life. And with this, the human becomes a living individual. And in that giving of life, we find the nobility and the immortality of a human being. Because although our bodies are formed of earth, our life came not as an outcome of earth, but rather as an outcome of God's spiritual breathing into us. There is an aspect of being human that transcends the limitations of the physical. Even when a person dies, the spirit leaves the body. Our lives, our identities, are not buried under the ground with our physical remains. And that gives us a certain perspective. Because my physical survival doesn't depend on my body alone. My life is a function of the life breath of God within me. Spirit can sustain me, even if it appears that all other hope is lost. because it is the spirit that sustains life always. If I allow myself to be ruled by the weakness of my body, I will never have enough strength. If I allow myself to be energized by the limitlessness of divine spirit, then there is no limit to my energy. In other words, I'm able to do as much as God grants me to do. My yardstick for success cannot be the quantity of accomplishment. I don't have control over that. My yardstick for success is how fully do I utilize the spirit and energy of life that God breathes into me. Am I ready at every moment to use whatever I've got to progress forward? If I can only get my hand into the plate, let me get it in the plate. And as soon as I can, I'll lift my hand to my mouth. As soon as I can roll over, I'll put my feet on the ground. I can't stand up yet. Okay, but I'm ready. The minute there's the energy, I'll stand up and go to the other room. The door's locked. I keep my hand on the handle. And the minute it unlocks, I've got it open. I'm ready to feast at the spread of life God has given me. When I look at the ant, what I see is God-given industriousness, God-given energy. And I remember, God gives the energy. My job is to be ready to do it. I've got this. What I've got to learn from the ant is not to collect as much physical stuff as possible. It's pretty much what the ant does. What I've got to learn is tachin b'kayitz lachma. Prepare when there's plenty for later when you'll need it. There's a season of growth and preparation. We call it summer. That's when the ant is collecting. There's a season of harvesting and bringing it in all together. That's called katsir. You know what the ant teaches us? Your preparation phase doesn't last forever. 7 years, 120 years. Chaim is plural. Life is plural. Just like one hand, yad, two hands, yadayim. One ear, ozen, two ears, oznayim. Chaim, two lives. And let's be honest, this life is the short one. So long as we're alive, the life breath of God is in us. And in theory, energy is inexhaustible. Energy is not ours to give, but it is ours to receive. The difference between an atzel and an energetic person is what do you do with the energy God gives you? How do you use it? The Torah is your inheritance. Life in the next world is promised to you. Reach your hand out and take it. Thank you for studying together with me. Le'ilui Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.